on a mere surface look, the life play of truly epoch-changing personages does not appear any different from ordinary persons. Even persons living closest to them who are not granted the inner vision mistake them as a common human being. Only the few, endowed with the intuitive knowledge, are revealed the true divine identity and mission of the appearance of such spiritually awakened souls. Such has been the wonderful performance of even the greatest of the incarnations, like Bhagwan Ram and Bhagwan Krishna. Although they had appeared with all the divine attributes and powers for the fulfillment of the specific aims of their descent in human form, very few of their contemporaries could comprehend the significance of their incarnation. Could any of the colleagues and the playmates of Bhagwan Krishna, who used to steal makhan and played with the gopis and gwalwals, killed Putana and other asuras sent by Kans, lifted Govardhan Parvat, played Raslila, recognize his divine identity? Perhaps none. For them, all he just remained a Bal Gopal. He left Mathura and shifted to Dwarka as Ranchod, washed the feet of all the invitees in the Yudhishthira's Rasu Yajna, and acted just like an ordinary human being. Even as close a friend as Arjun could not comprehend fully his divinity until he faced the greatest crisis of his life, just before the start of the great Armageddon of Mahabharata. It was then that the greatest warrior of the age had to be besieged for divine guidance as a seeker and disciple from the divine teacher, enacting as a charioteer. Karpanya dosho apahat svabhava, tachhami tvam dharma sammood cheta, yachreya shanishitam bruhitanme, shishyasteham shadi mam tvam prapanna. This one is very important. Shishyasteham shadi mam tvam prapanna. The meaning is, with my nature overpowered by the weak commiserations, with my mind in confusion about my duty, I supplicate you. Kindly say decidedly what is good for me. I take refuge in you. I am your disciple. So please instruct me. Bhagavan Krishna has appropriately said in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mam mooda manushim tanum ashritim param bhavam ajanantum mam bhut maheshwaram. Unaware of my eminence as a great lord of beings, fools disregard me, dwelling in the human form. Such also has been the life play of Gurudev Pandit Sriram Sharma Acharya, the patron founder of Global Gayatri Parivar and a seer, sage and prophet of an eminent emergence of the golden era of peace, goodwill and harmony. Today Gurudev is globally acknowledged as Brahmarshi, the modern Vishwamitra. He has revealed anew the life-transforming significance of Gayatri Mahamantra and has made it available to all humanity, cutting across the barriers of race, caste, creed and sex. Acharya was born in an aristocratic, scholarly and devout Brahman family on September 11, 1911, Vikram Samvat 1969, Ashwin Krishna Trayodashi, in village Amalkheda, Agra district, the city of Taj, Uttar Pradesh, India. He came into public view in his early childhood and adolescence as a multi-talented person, endowed with deep compassion, penetrating intelligence and an intense aspiration for serving the needy, lowliest and the lost. His personality was a harmonious blend of a saint, spiritual scientist, yogi, philosopher, psychologist, writer, reformer, freedom fighter, eminent scholar and visionary. He successfully practiced and mastered the highest sadhanas of Gayatri and Savitri. He also practiced higher level sadhana on the arduous heights of the Himalayas several times and established and even contact with rishis of the Himalayas. In spite of the repeated requests and urgings from his closest disciples and friends, he did not reveal anything about his inner life in attainment till 1984. It is my greatest fortune to have a close association with Gurudev since his Sukshmikand sadhana from the year 1984 till his Mahaprayan on the Gayatri Jayanti day, 2nd June 1990. In the June 94 issue of Akhand Jyoti, Gurudev gave some autobiographical glimpses of his spiritual unfoldment. After the publication of this issue of Akhand Jyoti, Gurudev was flooded with irresistible appeals from all quarters to throw more light on his sadhana, which had culminated in his evolution as Yugrishi. Acharya's life is a saga of the blossoming forth of an exceptionally evolved soul into an epoch-changing rishi, a pioneering seer sage of the impending era of love, light and life divine on earth. During his lifetime, Acharya has purposely kept silent about most of the deeply occult and mystic aspects of his inner pilgrimage of the soul. But the power of inspiration from the life and teachings of Gurudev was still there because of the fact there was no dichotomy between precept and practice. The Yugrishi has himself trodden the path of sadhana, upasana and aradhana, propounded by him. The Gayatri Parivar mission is engaged in dissemination of the message of world peace and brotherhood based on the life and teachings of Pandit Sri Ramcharma Acharya. The present audio book is a great attempt to bring forth the multifaceted personality of Acharya. Our Parijan can get to know more aspects of his teachings and life from Acharya's biography, Hamari Vasiyat aur Virasat, which has been translated in English as My Life, Legacy and Message. My special thanks to Parthu and Dr. R.K. for this insightful work on the life and teachings of one of the greatest personalities to bless the humanity. It is our hope and prayer that this audiobook will provide to its listeners unambiguous guidelines, deep aspiration and a firm faith to start on their own pilgrimage of soul search and thus fulfill the true purpose of human life. Maybe some of them endowed with the true faith and clear vision will find the rishis living presence guiding and encouraging them in their spiritual pursuits.